of that 50,000, we've had over 6,000 people vote in person. And those numbers are above the 2008 numbers at this stage. Of course, the weekend voting issue is still somewhat up in the air in terms of if the United States Supreme Court will weigh in on that issue or not. Our board has agreed on hours, as long as the Supreme Court does not intervene and issue a stay and stop the appellate court's ruling.
Yeah, there have been all sorts of legal and court issues involved in this election period, haven't there?
There has been, and this is typical for a presidential election year. And, of course, we are encouraging people to come out and vote in person and by absentee. In Montgomery County, we've went through a major precinct and polling location consolidation since 2008. And of course, you know, there's a lot of voters that are traditional voters. They want to go to their polling location. And we're just issuing a precautionary message that if they do show up before work, lunchtime, and after work, which are the three peak voting times, there could be a wait depending on the turnout in the precinct. So that's why we're encouraging absentee voting either by in-person or having a ballot sent to voters' homes.
And apparently a federal appeals court here in Ohio, actually in Cincinnati, has ruled that the state has to count provisional ballots that were cast in the correct polling location but the wrong precinct. And apparently the Secretary of State has been challenging that.
That is one of the other situations through litigation. This is a subject that I've been arguing for many years now that, you know, voters follow instructions from boards of elections, poll workers who do a wonderful job, but it's a very complex election procedure, and, you know, getting a individual to the right polling location is hard enough, let alone within the correct precinct within that location. And unfortunately, in the past, there's been a lot of ballots that under law could not be counted, and I welcome this ruling, and I think it will enfranchise a lot more voters in the election process. Based on this controversy over the last several years, we instituted a new procedure on Election Day for check-in. We invested in electronic poll books here in Montgomery County, and we're coining this phrase for voting purposes, any line, any time. So when voters go to their correct polling location, they can go to any of the lines, any of the tables to check in and to ensure that they get the correct ballot to avoid this. But now with this ruling, even in those situations of poll worker error, that those ballots will be counted, and I believe that's a good thing.
What do you expect the voter turnout to be in this presidential election year in your county, Montgomery County?
Yeah. In Montgomery County, of course, Ohio's a battleground state. Montgomery County falls into a battleground county within the state. We typically have a pretty high turnout. I think 2008, we had approximately 72% turnout. Our rolls, the amount of people that are actually registered to vote, is less in 2012. So I think the percentage will probably fall around 72.5% is what my guess will be for this election. And based on the early participation and in-person and absentee voting, I think that number is going to hold true by the time we get to Election Day.
Montgomery County Board of Elections Deputy Director Steve Harsman says if voting is allowed on the last weekend before Election Day, those numbers are expected to increase. I'm Steve Hirschberg.